Time for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. With us today, Eastern Production Specialist Jennifer McComb-Thoreau. Some peas are getting close to the sixth node stage, which is end of the window for in-crop herbicide timing for most products. Any tips on accurately staging field peas?
This is your friendly reminder to go check on your staging of field peas, as most post-emergent herbicides can be applied up and including the sixth node stage to avoid injury. With peas, it is important to be able to properly stage them, as there are two scale leaf nodes on the base of the plant. The tricky thing is these can be below ground or above ground, or one below or one above, and branches can grow from these scale nodes. You do not include these when staging. The first true node is the first stipule, the leaf, and the tendril that is unfurled.
If you were not able to roll after seeding soybeans, what are the considerations for post-emergent rolling?
Due to some rains, some soybean fields may not have been able to be rolled right after seeding. If rolling is needed, soybeans can be successfully rolled post-emergent, but you are targeting the V1 to V2 stage, ensuring plants are past the hook stage. The key is also rolling on a hot day and during the hottest part of the day, when plants are most flexible to avoid breaking, aiming for around 25 degrees Celsius. It is better to wait for the right conditions to avoid breaking. Make sure as you roll to stop and check.
Now's the time for plant stand assessments and early season disease and insect scouting. Focusing in on peas, what do we look for in the field for root rots?
I will highlight scouting for root rots in field peas, as the high spring rainfall we have received has provided conditions that are favorable for root rot development, especially ephenomyces, as it requires moisture to infect plants. Generally, we see infection in June and July when soils are warm and soil moisture is available, 2 to 3 weeks after a good rain. To scout, target low spots and water runs where water accumulates, or in compacted areas like approaches or headlands, as infection is more common in heavier textured soils with poor drainage or in compacted areas. Yellowing peas will give you an indicator of where to look. Often root rot show up as a complex, and it's not just one pathogen. Ephenomyces and fusarium often co-infect peas, and it can be hard to visually determine which root rot is present. If ephenomyces is suspected, submit a sample for DNA confirmation, as the rotation impacts of ephenomyces is larger than other root rots. We have a list of diagnostic labs in this week's Bean Report, along with more tips.
You can learn more about these topics and more in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca. Or you can subscribe at manitobapulse.ca to get this straight to your inbox every 2 weeks during the growing season.